And I want to welcome to the morning program Karen Blumenfeld. Karen is executive director of GASP, which I think stands for Global Advisors Smoke-Free Policy. Am I right, Karen?
Exactly.
There you go. Welcome.
Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to the program. Tell us all about what GASP is, as the case may be.
Well, GASP is Global Advisors on Smoke-Free Policy. We're a nonprofit that's based in New Jersey. We're actually celebrating our 40th year. And our goal and objective is really to educate the public on the benefits of living tobacco-free and not being exposed to toxins in the air, such as second and third-hand smoke. We also provide resources to those who do want to quit smoking.
Karen, what about the electronic cigarettes and things of that nature now? They don't pollute the environment necessarily. Are you in favor of those, or do you suggest that folks not even get involved with those as well?
Well, actually, that's a misperception and a misnomer. Electronic cigarettes or electronic smoking devices, they come in all different forms. Electronic cigarettes, hookah pens, what have you. And the actual vapor smoke has toxic chemicals. They've been tested to have carcinogens in it. There have been peer-reviewed studies that show people exposed to that secondhand smoke have immediate effects on their airways. So actually, the reason why New Jersey banned the use of electronic smoking devices in public places and workplaces is because it is hazardous to other people. So looking at it from that perspective and then from the perspective of the person using it, there's absolutely no control over the ingredients, the actual e-cigarette or the hookah pen. And nicotine on its own, it can be very, very hazardous to one's health. It increases your heart rate, blood pressure, et cetera. So for people that have heart conditions or it can increase the risk of that, people should not be using devices that are not FDA approved.
All right. So that answers that question because, you know, so often we have folks that say, hey, I'm smoking. This is just, I'm just putting water vapor into the air. But that's not necessarily true, is it?
Well, you think about it, okay? Most of these companies are owned by the tobacco industry, and they have one goal, to make money. And they're using all the same tactics to market to people that they did before the government restricted advertising on cigarettes and other types of restrictions that the government has placed on it. So to actually have the companies or have their spokespeople who are paid, you know, advertise or have people say that they help them quit using a regular cigarette, it might be true it helped them quit using a regular cigarette, but you don't want to switch an apple for an orange that's rotten.
Yeah.
And you want to use a product. And quite frankly, none of these e-cigarette companies have ever applied for FDA approval as a smoking cessation device.
They've never
spent one dime on that, as opposed to the pharmaceutical companies, and we don't take pharmaceutical money, by the way, but pharmaceutical companies that spent hundreds of millions of dollars investing in a product that is FDA approved, uses specific amounts of nicotine to help people quit. So there are also the e-cigarettes come in a host of different flavorings, which we know attract children. And it's just, you know, it's just old. It's the same tactics being used again. So people should not be sucked in, no pun intended, to using electronic smoking devices and thinking that this is healthy. Guaranteed that down the road, there will be more and more studies that show this is hazardous. And we have long-term studies on health hazards using regular cigarettes. And based on the short-term studies already that are out, it wouldn't surprise me. One study even found that the composite on the e-cigarette, the fiber on the e-cigarette, came off.
Mm.
And where do you think it goes when one breathes in?
Mm-hmm.
So if people remember mesothelioma, which still exists with people, but because asbestos causes mesothelioma, asbestos are fibers that get embedded in your lung and cause cancer, mesothelioma, I think it's very, very scary for anyone to think that these products are safe.
I'm talking to Karen Blumenfeld, who's the executive director of GASP, which is Global Advisors Smoke-Free Policy. Karen, what exactly does GASP do now to publicize and to try to influence people in giving up smoking or in not smoking to begin with? I know a lot of our young folks start smoking at a very early age, and some of them think that the electronic cigarettes are okay to use. What kinds of things can GASP do to ensure that the public is educated?
Sure. Well, education is really the component. 90% of all people start to smoke before the age of 21. So it's imperative that parents, schools, and the community policymakers do as much as they possibly can to make sure that kids don't start to use tobacco. So one of the initiatives that's trending right now are creating environments that are 100% smoke-free where children are, to normalize smoke-free environments so that children get a consistent message that it's not healthy to start to use tobacco. So, for example, it's clear on all school property you can't use tobacco. It's clear you can't smoke at public places where kids go, like malls and movie theaters, shopping centers, stores where their parents work. But when they go outside in a park, they're getting a mixed message. They're being told, okay, well, the policymakers in the community say it's okay to smoke outside, so I guess it's okay to smoke just as long as you don't do so outside. Well, there are 240 towns and counties in New Jersey now that restrict smoking in parks and recreational areas. And that's because studies have shown, again, that outdoor secondhand smoke, if you are close enough to it, can be just as dangerous to someone, an innocent bystander, as can be if you're inside, depending on the concentration of the smoke, et cetera. It also is unhelpful modeling behavior for children because, again, we want to normalize smoke-free environments so that 90% don't start to smoke. So communities across the state are moving forward with creating policies that make all their parks smoke-free. And like I said, 240 already restrict that. And so that's one way to educate. Another is to get the word out through the schools and the health departments and like your program. We really appreciate the opportunity to be on your show to talk about the free quit line. Quit line is a free quit service that's provided by the State Department of Health. And it's available to people of all ages, not necessarily people who are only of the age of 18 and older. And it's 1-866-NJ-STOP, 1-866-NJ-STOPS. And when people call, what they'll get is they qualify 2 free weeks of the patch, as well as 4 phone consults to help them quit smoking. And the phone consults are done by a person who can speak a myriad of languages. You can, if you have a dialect or a language that is what you're most comfortable with, they will find a person for you to talk to. And our website, we have a cessation resource webpage. So there are hospitals that offer free programs as well. But it's important to always to communicate to the children and at schools in particular that there's no smoking on school property, K through 12, public and private, and that includes electronic smoking devices.
Karen,
and
also, I'm sorry, Karen, we're out of time, unfortunately, but boy, I know, yeah, boy, I'll tell you what, we could have you on for an hour here and you'd still be going. Karen Blumenfeld, she is a spokesperson for GASP. 37 years, GASP has continued to provide positive impact to millions of lives and serves as a way to encourage folks to stop smoking. Thanks, Karen, for being my guest.
Thank you so much, Dave, and have a great weekend, everyone.
You too, and I want to wish you well and wish GASP well, too, in your efforts.
Thank you so much.
Bye, Karen.
My dad makes the best homemade soups.
And your dad is?
Mac at Leo's Lunch.
On Main Street, Hackettstown.
He also makes the best pizza.
Uh-huh.
And the best Stromboli's.
Yeah.
Burgers.
Nice.
And chili dogs.
Ah.
Plus wraps and paninis, hot and cold subs, and breakfast platters.
Is there anything your dad isn't really good at?
Figure skating.
Well, there it is, Leo's Lunch, Main Street, Hackettstown, where everything on the menu
is really good.
But the figure skating,
you don't want to know.
Join the Memorial Month-long celebration at Hackettstown Hyundai. Why wait till the end of the month? See me, CJ Meyer, right now for a memorial deal on your new Hyundai. Choose from huge cash savings up to $88.88 off MSRP, 0% financing for up to 72 months, or lease a new 2014 Hyundai Sonata, Elantra, Santa Fe, or Tucson for $88 a month. Just $88 a month. Plus, our exclusive free lifetime powertrain warranty and free tires for life. Only for a limited time and only at Hackettstown Hyundai. We've got you covered for life.
What a fun summer job. Lana Make Believe in Hope, New Jersey is now accepting applications for all positions. Ride supervisors, game attendants, food sales, lifeguards, and much, much more. Season begins Memorial Day weekend. It's a wonderful opportunity for high school students, college students, parents, retirees, or